Auburn dominates from start to finish as they take down the blue blood, North Carolina, 85-72. Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, and we're here to talk about, once again, another impressive victory. This time, a little different than last time. A little wire-to-wire booty spanking over the blue blood, North Carolina. Anytime you can beat North Carolina, it's great. And now it seems like every time Auburn gets North Carolina, you just go ahead and pants them, and it's been a lot of fun to watch, and Auburn does it in Maui late, and we're going to break it down every way we can break it down. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 300% bonus on your deposit in the casino. So whatever you give them, multiply it by three, and you'll have that money in free play to go play in the casino. Take your winnings, then go to the sports book and bet. Just go ahead and get on Auburn right now. Ride this Auburn basketball train just as far as it'll take you. Because they get out there and they make it happen, and they're fun to watch. So, and you can bet them any way you'd like to bet them on mybookie.ag. So give them a shout and have some fun. Mybookie.ag. Auburn goes in wire to wire. It was never a doubt. It was never a doubt. You could tell from the beginning Auburn was just the better team. Auburn was just better, and they took control early over North Carolina and sort of broke them early. And I think the closest that they got the game was 3 points. And then the second half, there were the second half adjustments once again. And Bruce really gives a lot of credit to his assistants. He talked a lot about Steven, basically said Steven coached the whole second half. I'm sure there's probably a little bit of extra motivation behind that, but still, regardless, when they make adjustments in halftime, we talked about this on the last show. It's crazy, man. They come out like I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what the score is at half. It really doesn't. Whether they're up or down, you know they're just going to play better in the second half. You know they're going to find something that they can correct, something that they can fix or exploit. And they're going to do it, and they're going to do it at a very high level. And it's uncanny how they're able to flip a switch in the second half, even when they're playing really well. They're still looking at ways to go ahead and come back or B, put opponents away. And they did that tonight again. I mean, even with a lead at half, they still found ways to get better. And it's boy, this is fun. It's a fun run. That crowd last night was heavy, North Carolina. They pretty much dominated the gym. And Auburn kind of shut them up and then did the whole na 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 na, hey, hey, goodbye at the end. I mean, you get to do that against North Carolina. It feels good. So now Auburn has two wins. You have a win over number four, number five, depending on which poll you look at, Iowa State. And then you knock off number 12. UNC. If Auburn wins today against Memphis, there is no argument out there. There is no resume better. There is no argument that Auburn should be the number one team in the country. Now, what we have to do as fans, as we get into this rarefied air of being in the upper echelon of college basketball, number one is great. Okay. But in reality, teams like UNC, they hate getting embarrassed like that last night, but they're thinking about March. So we got to let's enjoy it and celebrate it. But we got to be thinking about March, because I know that that's what this team's thinking about. They're going to win. They're going to go try to win every single game on their schedule, and they're probably going to be favored for a majority of them. But we're looking at March. We got to get ready for March, and these type atmospheres are what do it. These type matchups are what get you ready for those. I think, honestly, people were mad about the Iowa State matchup to begin the tournament because they felt like those were the best two teams. I honestly think it conditioned us. It conditioned us for this UNC matchup, and it was like they're not as good of a basketball team, in my opinion, as Iowa State. and it showed because Auburn was able to. It's sort of like when you lift heavy, when you're lifting weights, you go super heavy so that your regular weights don't feel quite as heavy. That's kind of how it felt after the Iowa State game, because just kind of breeze through this one. And it was easy because if you're tired, you feel confident. If you doze off, it's not it's not going to be killer. You're not going to miss a huge possession because Auburn was in control from start to finish. And you need some of those too. Okay. You emotionally and physically, you got to have some that you can get out and control and just sort of, not necessarily coast, but put them away so that at least the mental drain isn't there. I mean, mentally, those games like Iowa State are tough. Like if you have a bunch of those in a row, mentally that can be draining, and then that can lead into affecting your play as well. But that didn't happen in this game. They dominated from start to finish. Janai Broome is the best player in America, hands down. I think at this time, if you're arguing anything different, you just want to argue. He plays 34 minutes. So now this back-to-back games, he played 36 minutes last game, played 34 minutes this game. His conditioning is at an unreal level. His body is he's in as best shape as he's ever looked at Auburn, and it's showing, it's reflecting on the game. I mean, he opened up, he scored, I think, 7 of the first 9 points and he did it in a multiple different ways. You know, he scored in the paint, scored outside of the paint, and then he hit a 3. So he basically did it at all 3 levels. And he did the thing again where he scores different ways. It's not just big man putbacks. That's a big thing to me, is a big man is versatile, that he can do the stuff where it's back to the goal in the paint, boom, off the glass, kiss it off the glass and score, but he can do everything. He has this little floater from like 10 feet that he can hit. It's just inside the free throw line. And, you know, he's got the fadeaway. He hit a fadeaway from the top of the key. I mean, then he hit 2 threes, you know, 2 of 4 from 3. I mean, he's just so dadgum versatile. It's crazy. And then now he's had probably his best free throw shooting streak that I've ever seen him have. Listen to this line, okay? In 34 minutes, he had 23 points and 19 rebounds, 3 blocks, and only 1 foul, and 5 assists. Like he legitimately had a shot with just a few more assists. He could have had a triple double, but plus minus was 17, which I don't care too much about plus minus because, it's sort of the luck of the draw a little bit. But when you win by 13, okay, and you play 34 minutes, and then his plus minus was 17. Okay, so we gave up basically 4 points in the 6 minutes that he was out, if that makes sense. So in other words, we won by 13. He was plus minus 17, which means when he was on the court, we were better than them by 17 points, and he played almost the whole game. So the 6 minutes that he sat, we lost to them by 4 points, I guess, is how that works. It's crazy, man. It's crazy how, he's just unreal, and he does it every night. I mean, 19 rebounds against the number 12 team in the country, you're just basically, you're flexing on them. You're just showing them, I'm the best player out there. It was fun to watch. Shot 36% from 3, which is obviously good. Denver hit 2, Janai hit 2, Chad hit 2, Kelly hit 3, Pettiford hit 2. Still want to see more minutes out of Pettiford, but I understand the defensive side of it is probably what's keeping him off the court, which is fine because he can be a spark plug when he comes in off the bench. But man, just fun to watch. Fun to watch. And hey, Auburn, all of a sudden, we're a free throw shooting team. We've shot 80% this whole tournament, over 80% this whole tournament. It's crazy. You've been around the 70s, low 70s, and then in this tournament, you've ratcheted up your, ratcheted up your confidence from the line because you're knocking them down. Just Janai is just unreal. I know I kind of went all around the world right there, but Janai is got to be on player of the year watch list everywhere. I just don't know of another player in America that's as impactful and as versatile as him, especially at that big man position. He's fun. He's fun, man. We better enjoy it. I think honestly, there should be conversations. He could be, you know, considered the best player in maybe even Auburn basketball history as far as statistics go. He's unreal. Unreal. Very, very blessed to have seen him play over the last 3 years. And he's trying to go out with a bang, and he's doing really well as Auburn takes on Memphis for the championship. And I think this one's going to be a little bit better timing-wise, a little bit more bearable for us. It's not going to be hopefully not another 10. I think it goes off at, let's see, I haven't even looked at it. So Wednesday you go off at, what tip-off is, when is it? Not the Big Ten. Let's go. We want to go top 25. It's fun when you can go to the app and you just hit top 25. And you know Auburn's going to be there. It filters to it. So Auburn tips off at 4:00 Central Standard Time today. So that one should be easy to hang in there for instead of grinding into the late morning hours. Let's see how this tournament plays out as Auburn takes on Memphis. There's one more thing I want to talk about before we get out of here. The minutes. You know, the last couple of years, minutes have been a big discussion because Bruce has been determined to sort of keep it 50-50. You know, he's got a very deep team, typically has very deep teams, and guys don't play typically more than, you know, 23, 24, 25 minutes. Well, you've got guys now. I don't think Auburn's quite as deep as they have been in the past. Okay, you've been 10 plus, you've been 10 deep for multiple years now. And now it seems Auburn's more like a traditional basketball team where you're going to have 6 to 8 guys or around 8 guys that you want to get good minutes. And your best guys, you're going to get heavy minutes. And that's what we're seeing is Janai, his minute load is, I mean, it's got to be tough to go from 24 to 25 minutes a game to now you're playing close to 30. I mean, that's a lot of minutes. It's a big workload. And you got Denver Jones just playing heavy minutes, Janai Broome that's playing heavy minutes, Chad Baker Mazzara that's playing heavy minutes. And then after those three is when it gets into the, I think, situational and game flow and how it goes from there. And I think what would be ideal is if Chaney could play heavy minutes, and he played 33 last night and, you know, almost had a double-double, 11 points, 8 boards. Can their conditioning hold up? Because they're not used to this, okay? I was worried about the game, the Iowa State game, not just for the emotion, but for the workload. I mean, like I said, Janai played 36 minutes. I was worried about the workloads going into, you know, playing another game in less than, you know, around 24 hours, 26 hours, I guess, if you want to get completely technical, not technical, but literal. And you see the workloads and you're worried. You're not worried, but you're like, hey, can Auburn hang here? Because this is not something they're used to. But I think this is what typical basketball teams do. I mean, you look at North Carolina last night, and they had they had three players playing 30 plus minutes. I think that's pretty normal. So I think people have been begging to see this. And I think that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot more of Denver Jones, Chad Baker Mazzara, and Janai Broome than you have since they've been here. And I think that's going to be a good thing. And then hopefully Chaney can stay out of foul trouble and get his minute share up there, because those four are a combination of those four is what to me makes this team so much fun. Then you get to bring guys like Miles Kelly off the bench, to Hyde Pettiford off the bench, those type scoring spark plugs that can come off the bench and spell these guys at times, and in the different rotations that you can get based off of the versatility of these guards, the workloads are going to go up, but I think that's going to be a big part of the success of this team. Now they're going to be exposed a lot more, so you got always got to worry about injuries and just general fatigue. But you're not going to be playing three games in 3 days very often until March. But I'll tell you what it does do. It gets you ready for March so that you're ready to play heavy minutes, multiple games on short rest. So I think that's going to be something to watch moving forward. Watch this, watch the workloads and watch and see what how those things materialize heading into conference play, because a lot of talk is made about Bruce trying to spend the first, you know, several games figuring things out. And we're going to drop some games because we're trying to figure things out and figure rotations out. I don't think there's going to be a lot of heavy rotations this year. Doesn't seem like it. Seems like you're going to have three or four guys that are going to play heavy minutes, and then it's going to be how do we sub them out, get them some rest, and not put out lineups that are going to, you know, be vulnerable. That seems to be the biggest thing to figure out, because you're going to see a ton of Jani Broom, a ton of Denver Jones, and a ton of Chad Baker-Mazzara all year, and I'm here for it. Give me all of it. As many minutes a game, if those three are out there, and then you got what you got coming off the bench, I'll take it all day long against anybody. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I honestly think Auburn could be favored in every game, minus maybe at Duke for the rest of the season. I mean, they're fantastic. Jump back up to number one in KenPom, which someone told me that they felt like, you know, KenPom is real time, and they look at efficiency on both sides of the ball, and it's all analytics. And I think that first half of Iowa State hurt Auburn on defensive analytics, because I think they had a very high percentage of possessions they scored on. So I think that affected things. So we'll see how things play out. We got a big game today at 4. Hopefully they can bring home the trophy. It'll be fun, but it doesn't mean anything. Towards March. March is what matters, and this team is doing what it has to do to be ready, be prepared for March. And let's have fun. Let's have a fun ride, because it seems like this team's special. So guys, I really appreciate it. Be on the lookout for the recap of the Memphis game. Not exactly sure when it'll go live. Just bear with me as we're traveling for Thanksgiving. If you guys are traveling for Thanksgiving, be careful, be safe. And we'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.